from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Getting stuck behind a snowplow can be an annoying delay. Timmins Police Communications Coordinator Mark DePozzi is urging patience. Passing a plow can cause you to lose control of your car when you hit the unplowed lane. The effects on sight lines are another concern.
Snowplows are throwing up all sorts of snow and debris and everything else. And if it's a windier day, then obviously your ability to see in front of you or your ability to be seen by the snowplow operator.
DePozzi remind us that flashing blue lights on a plow indicate that it's a slower vehicle and they're speaking to you. Today's count of people in Ontario hospitals being treated for COVID-19 is almost 2,100. That number is actually 2,081, pumped up by 791 new admissions. Intensive care spaces are being occupied by 288 patients. The leader of the official opposition at Queen's Park is demanding that Premier Ford recall the legislature. It's not scheduled to be sitting until next month. But the NDP's Andrea Horvath says urgent action is needed amid the largest wave of COVID-19 yet. She wants the Conservative government to repeal legislation that limits pay raises for public sector workers, including nurses. She notes that hospitals are severely short-staffed right now. She's also demanding the passage of the Stay at Home If Sick Act. It would provide paid sick days. Any Canadian who wants three shots of COVID-19 vaccine can now get them. The Prime Minister says the supply now meets the demand. At the same time, Ottawa is quadrupling deliveries of rapid antigen tests to provinces and territories this month. How much they each get depends on the size of their populations. Finally, this afternoon, the smoke alarms don't appear to have been working in a duplex in Philadelphia, where a fire left 13 people dead, including 7 children. Investigators say the blaze tore through the public housing building early this morning. At least 2 people were brought to hospital from the building where 26 people were staying. A cause has yet to be determined. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.